not good. So he brought some incredibly positive things along with that toughness. And I always said that I was like a minor wizard because he would be casting spells and I would see people mesmerized. But because I'm a minor wizard, the spells don't work on me. I could not cast those spells. But I'd see them and I would say, hey, wait, don't. You're going to work even more than I would ask you to. This is crazy. Or, like when he did the next introduction, which is a computer that completely failed. It was such nonsense, and yet he mesmerized those people. Oh, yes, million by a million and black cube and all this stuff. And I was like, wait a minute, that spell should not work at all. It doesn't have any reality to it. So Steve is a very singular case.
We have communities, particularly communities of color and disadvantaged communities all over this country, who are suffering from environmental injustice. I assure you, I lived in Grosse Pointe. What happened in Flint would not have happened in Grosse Pointe. This is part of the dark underbelly of American society. The racism, the bigotry, and the entire conversation that we're having here tonight, if you think any of this wonkiness is going to deal with this dark psychic force of the collectivized hatred that this president is bringing up in this country, then I'm afraid that the Democrats are going to see some very dark days.
Welcome back to the Conspiracy Trap House. I'm your host, Isaac. And the clips you heard at the beginning of the show, that's Bill Gates talking about Steve Jobs, talking about battling magic. Is magic real? Well, indeed it is. And then, of course, Marianne Williamson with the dark psychic energy, which we're going to talk about here in a second. We're going to talk about many things here. Many things. Crowley updates, Google's pagan parties, the FaceApp challenge, Midsummer update, Rick Ross illuminate confirm, Billie Eilish, Katy Perry, storm the Area 51. You're not a part of that nonsense, are you? And then, of course, a teaser, because there's a top secret show I've got on my Patreon feed that, well, I don't know how much I can tell you about it. And this isn't a sales ploy. This is just, I don't want to publish this topic on the free feed because it's kind of a sensitive subject and I don't want to give the impression that I'm trying to sort of clickbait on a serious topic. And I'll just leave it at that. But just know that, that show is, it goes through the dangers of contacting demonic entities and making Faustian bargains and what these secret societies are really trying to do to bring about the end of the world. But that is on the Patreon feed only. So my apologies. I know it's kind of a dick move, right? To not give you the show, but like the Patreon people, they support the show. So they get a little extra. And, I thought, this is a good place to drop this idea, this top secret show. Because I don't want that to, because it's something that I don't want to be manipulative with, and feels clickbaity to talk about certain things. But anyways, I know it's very cryptic. I'm sorry. Yeah, I get it. Now let's talk about Aleister Crowley. The Bolskeen House is on fire again. What's the Bolskeen House, you ask? Well, out at Loch Ness. Right where Nessie is with that mysterious beast in the water. Aleister Crowley owned a little house where he did a bunch of rituals and apparently brought a lot of demonic spirits in. Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin infamously bought this house later and said that he saw a floating head in there. And it was on fire, I don't know, a year ago. Well, apparently it's on fire again. And it could be just vandalism, as the news is saying they believe it could be, or maybe it's the evil spirits taking over the house. Marianne Williamson, she is a Democrat running for, I guess, running for the primaries. Is that where we're at now? They're campaigning for the primaries that are going to be voted on next year, but there's so many damn candidates that they're starting the debates now. And she said that she was going to defeat Trump's dark psychic force on the recent debates held on Tuesday, July 30th. Now, what I do want to talk to you about, because you know I don't get too political on this show, there was some curious things happening here. I will read you from TheHill.com. Some supporters of 2020 presidential candidate Marianne Williamson have reportedly organized an occult task force on her behalf. However, her campaign has tried to distance itself from such activities. The person organizing the task force told Washington Post anonymously that a group of 13 chaos magicians, witches, and energy workers were doing synchronized gestures to help their candidate gain more visibility in the presidential race and more airtime during Tuesday's Democratic debate. The author and spiritual advisor's campaign, however, has expressed some discomfort over the matter, specifically the association with the word occultist. "I am very, very concerned about the word occultist," campaign spokesman Patricia Ewing told the Post. She said she did not know about the task force. Williamson last week in a tweet said she is not a cult leader or anti-science. Now, I found that funny because there is apparently some confusion over the word occult versus a cult leader. And surely Marianne Williamson knows the difference. I've looked on some of the subject matter of her books. I don't disagree with everything she says. I kind of like her hippie vibe. You know, but her books, they apparently, I haven't read them, apparently push ideas of magic, kind of like The Secret, the law of attraction, intention, which, trust me, I believe has some merit. I think there's power in positive thinking, but there's a fine line between going down that path and next thing you know, you're summoning demonic spirits in the basement. But her books push ideas of ritual magic as a force to create reality, which is what the chaos magicians are for, apparently. Now, she's been popularized by the Oprah crowd, but I didn't know much about her. She actually hit my radar when Dave Navarro started pushing, sort of campaigning for her, right? You know, my old buddy Dave Navarro, check out my shows with Dave Navarro a couple years ago. They're on the feed. But she has some new agey books, like Illuminata is the name of the book, which of course raised my eyebrows. But what was curious to me is the commitment by her fan base to push memes. Because that's exactly what happened with Trump and Pepe the Frog. I did a whole video on that. I think you can find it on my new YouTube channel. Oh yeah, by the way, like and subscribe, youtube.com/IsaacWeishaupt. I think almost every video is back up on there, so check it out. I did a show about Pepe the Frog, Keck, Donald Trump, 4chan, the powers of meme magic, memetics. So when I see that Marianne Williamson's got a fan base pushing memes, hey, you know, don't scoff her as potentially making this happen. From the Washington Post, I'm going to read a little bit more. "The person organizing this occult task force, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to speak more freely about it, said a group of 13 chaos magicians, witches, and energy workers were performing synchronized gestures to help Williamson get airtime at Tuesday's debate and in the race to follow. The whole Orb Gang community is tapping into the power of memes to reflect back on and multiply the sort of pulsing undercurrents of our collective unconsciousness." The Orb Gang. The whole Orb Gang. Gang, gang. Now, could it be that that worked? Because I watched parts of the first debates, which were on roughly 2 to 4 weeks ago, and I watched portions of this debate, and the first time I saw, you know, Marianne Williamson, they got responses from her on a couple questions on the first set of debates, and I thought, who's this nutty lady? Like, she was, like, on something. And I like I said, Dave Navarro has been posting about her, so I've been seeing that and thinking, okay, like, this is Dave Navarro's lady here. But I didn't see the draw because she seemed kind of wacky. But on this recent debates, she definitely did not seem wacky at all. I liked what she was saying. I'm not saying I'm like all for everything she's saying. I'm just saying she seemed like a stronger candidate. She didn't seem so sort of new agey. Sort of, you know, we laugh now at her, but wait until she announces Oprah Winfrey as a running mate, because that'll be a wrap. She'll be in there. And they'll be doing ritual magic. And no, I don't know. I don't know if she's into that stuff, but apparently her fan base is. She's trying to separate herself from that. She's apparently pro-science. Which, when you look at this stuff long enough, it's funny because pro-science is pro-occult, if you ask me. Spirituality and the sciences mix at a certain level, down at the quantum entanglement level. And if you watch, like, What the Bleep Do We Know, which is like a sort of movie about the quantum physics realm as it ties into spirituality, you find that a lot of the stuff with intention and observation, they're trying to kind of merge them together as a sort of grand unified theory of science. Google had a party. Ain't no party like a Google party. But the Google camp is what it's called. Had a bunch of billionaires, a bunch of losers there. And then some goofy celebrities showed up for this thing. They claim Katy Perry, Harry Styles, Gayle King. There's rumors that Leo DiCaprio was there. Oh, don't say it ain't so. President Obama, Mark Zuckerberg, Tommy Cruise. All these people were rumored to be there. It's their meeting of the minds, full of A-list celebrities and billionaires doing the finest things that they do. Orlando Bloom's included in that list, Priyanka Chopra. But, you know, whatever. That's one thing. But here's what was curious. Where did they do this at? Well, they did it at the Temple of Hera in Greece. That is significant because this is the temple grounds where they light the Olympic torch every year. I don't know if you know this, but they light the Olympic torch every year with a parabolic dish, and they focus the sun's rays on this torch, and then they literally use this same original flame and get it all the way to wherever the Olympic Games are every year, every time they have the Olympics. It's a little bit of pagan stuff. It's a little bit of solar Luciferianism here. And like I've said before, Google's part of this whole thing. I don't have any hard evidence, but I'm piecing together my story, and Google is definitely part of the big agenda. You know what else is part of the agenda? Miley Cyrus, Mark Zuckerberg. There was a thing called the Face App. Fox News had this article. Miley Cyrus twerks the Face App challenge and sees them aliens in Twitter posts. Because now, of course, the news is reading social media tweets. I don't know if you caught this, but like all the news outfits, they read tweets as if they're news. We're entering idiocracy, folks. Now, what's Face App? Well, it's a Russian app. Gets all your personal data from Mark Zuckerberg. And this isn't the first time this has happened. Amazon had the Recognition API. It's the same software used by police to profile people and to find them. This software was used to identify faces. Just so happens that the businesses and the police are licensing the same exact software. What do you know? What a coincidence. It also helps fuel artificial intelligence alongside the Alexa stuff. They're tuning in the ears and the voice recognition and fueling AI. This is all funded by big business because, you know, in all reality, they probably are trying to create these robots so they can fire all the humans because it's a lot cheaper to make a robot slave than keep a human one, a human slave. But Amazon, it won't disclose to its customers what it knows, who's using this information. But the ACLU apparently obtained some documents confirming that multiple U.S. law enforcement agencies used this data from the recognition API software. So, if you want to snitch on yourself, download all these apps, get the Alexas and the Google Home speaker thing that's always listening to you, because that's one way to do it. Also, shout out Billy Ray Valentine. Listen to the Infinite Fringe. I've been on his show a few times. He just had David Icke on there. Big whale. I can't get David Icke. I don't know how he's doing. Yeah, David Icke was on Higher Side Chats. And then he was on my boy Infinite Fringe. I think David Icke won't go on my show because he preaches a Gnostic message. And I know this. I mean, I love David Icke. I don't have to agree with all the people I listen to. I'm trying, man. I'm trying to get him on here. He was my... I had a two-part red pill sequence. Bill Cooper, David Icke. But, you know, to zoom back out, I disagree with a lot of stuff David Icke says, but I find it very interesting. Midsummer. That was a movie I reviewed a few weeks ago. I got an update for you. From Haas on the Patreon team. Had some very interesting ideas we're going to talk about real quick. And I don't think there's a spoiler here. Let me kind of read through my notes, make sure. Okay, no spoilers here. When the cult members greet each other, they often put their hands at the base of each other's necks. And this is how David is imprinted in artificial intelligence, the movie, AI, if you recall. Because I also did an AI show recently as well. The first day of the festivities falls on Danny's birthday, which Haas correctly points out is, in fact, a satanic holiday, along with Halloween and Valpurgis Night. I had a video on my Instagram feed, at Isaac Weishaupt, by the way. Go check it out. But I had a video on there of Rick Ross talking about the Illuminati, but then, what do you know, got blocked. So I will be playing the audio for you here.
The motherfuckers say, Rosé, they say you're in the Illuminati. And I'm just like you. You know, you be like, what the fuck is the Illuminati? Boy, that's when niggas sell a soul to the devil. And then the devil give you everything. Rosé, you got the biggest house in America. Nigga, the money won't stop. You selling checkers and the wings at Wingstop is spreading everywhere in London. And bitch, you know how hard we go out here? I wouldn't have waited 20 years, nigga, of hard work. So if it was a piece of paper I could have signed up for my niggas to be here, my family to be here, and nigga not just see me live like this, but live this shit with me. If there was an Illuminati, I would have been signed up for that fuck shit.
Of course, the Illuminati is real, right? Now, Billie Eilish, I talked about her on a show recently. It's a very popular show. I talked about her about a month or two ago because she is clearly the chosen one to carry the torch for the Luciferian agenda. But her brother, who does a lot of the production and work on her songs with her, is dating a girl who looks identical to Billie Eilish. Does anyone else find this weird? I think it's very strange. It's very creepy. It looks exactly like the doppelganger of Billie Eilish. So further adding to the mysteries of who this young lady is and her very strange family. And, you know, speaking of another thing, how mad are white people right now? You know, first they find out that Old Town Road was a black guy, a rapper. And then Billy Ray Cyrus jumped on the remix. And now you got to deal with the fact that he's gay. Who would have thought? Who would have thunk it? Katy Perry. And I don't have any Illuminati confirm on that. It's just I just found it humorous. Katy Perry, I've talked about her lawsuit in the past many times. Some Christian rappers sued her for using what they claim to be their beat on her song Dark Horse. And of course, the Dark Horse song's got all the Illuminati symbolism with the Egyptian stuff, the all-seeing eye. In fact, I did a write-up on it, and I was pretty new to writing, so I don't think it's the best. I don't brag about it, but The Atlantic, I think it was The Atlantic, they linked to my article on it, which I found pretty fun. But she was sued by these Christian rappers and apparently lost. And it was curious because a statement that her and the producer made was that they don't even listen to Christian music, which, you know, I believe. But she did say that she wanted to be a Christian gospel singer before she got made it big and infamously said she sold her soul to the devil, if you recall. The Storm Area 51. This is a movement. I've actually been out there already. You can check out my little documentary I made on YouTube, youtube.com/IsaacWeishaupt, out near Rachel, Nevada. And the reason I went was because back in the golden age of the 90s and back when UFOs were more taboo, there was, you know, X-Files and stuff, and they talked about this area. I've always been interested in it. But Bill Cooper and all the Jordan Maxwell and all these, Bob Lazar, all these kind of infamous people in the UFO sort of movement, they all used to go out there, and I've got lots of videotapes of these old schoolers talking out there in the desert. But I went out there once, and you can check it out. But when it first came out, this idea of storming Area 51, I thought it was interesting. And I recall reading on it when it first happened and thinking that it sounded very real, like they were really going to try it. But then it later got morphed into a joke. You know, Fox News later came out and said it was a joke movement. The commentators talked about, you know, the people throwing rocks and stuff. But what is all this? To me, it seems like a clear psyop to distract us from other things happening. And there's a big thing happening. There's a guy who's a billionaire, and he does things that aren't good, and he's friends with lots of other influential people, and he's in the news because his little black book, his little closet of skeletons is coming out, and a lot of people are being implicated here. And especially because Miley Cyrus is behind it, you know it's a psyop. And all these celebrities, oh yeah, I'm gonna storm the Area 51. And, you know, they're keeping this thing alive. It's the dumbest story ever. But the news keeps it refreshed at the top. No talk about the billionaire abuser who, and I don't, you know, I don't like to go into this on the free feed, but you know who I'm talking about. And I'll just leave it at that. Now, Bud Light is in on this whole thing with the storm in Area 51. They're offering free beer to any of the aliens that make it out of Area 51. They're going to do a special edition can if they get so many retweets. I mean, this whole thing is getting dumber and dumber and dumber. Memes galore. What I think it is people trying to tribe up. You know, people try to tribe up and meet up for some kind of cause. Apparently, they sold out all the rooms down there in Rachel, Nevada. There's not a lot out there. I mean, it's a fun little trip if you got the time. But yeah, it's a big psyop, this Storm Area 51. Finally, I hope this wasn't one of you guys, but someone's been harassing Gavin Rosdell, the lead singer of Bush. Back it says rocker Gavin Rosdell reportedly had to call to the police last week to deal with an unwanted visitor. It says the Bush frontman first became concerned after a woman turned up on the doorstep of his LA home, rang the bell in the middle of the night, muttering something about the Illuminati secret society. Rosdell was present during the incident but didn't open the door or say anything to the female, allegedly in her 40s, who subsequently left. However, the singer came face to face with the same person the following afternoon when she pulled her car into his driveway after spotting him about to leave the property. According to TMZ, Gwen Stefani's ex-husband initially mistook her for a courier before recognizing her from his rude awakening hours earlier and drove off as he reported her to local authorities. So I hope it wasn't one of you. Leave him alone. He's not Illuminate confirmed. Or maybe he is, I don't know. But that was a very curious thing that happened that I actually didn't see the news covering much. I thought that was fun. But that's all I've got for now. If you want to go deeper, if you want that top secret show, it's like it's over an hour of me rambling about stuff and citing different works about the dangers of demonic contact, about the real goals of the secret society. It gets pretty heavy. Yeah, you can go check it out. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. That is where I put bonus content for the Patreon supporters. And you can get a copy of The Dark Path while you're there. And you can avoid all these commercials. Wouldn't that be great? But as always, I want to thank you for your time. And please keep dropping those reviews on iTunes. I'm reading them and I'm loving them. Keep them coming. I appreciate your time. And as always, stay woke. Thank you.